Who was here first? Radio script. Today we ask, who were the first Americans? Until about 15 years ago, scientists thought they knew the answer. However, when new evidence didn't conform to the existing facts, different theories had to be developed. That's what makes archaeology uniquely interesting. New scientific discoveries can challenge the facts and convert them to fiction, creating even more questions. More on this topic after a message from our sponsor. The story begins in 1932, when scientists in Clovis, New Mexico, found stone tools they believed were approximately 13,000 years old. These were the oldest evidence yet to show when humans lived in the Americas. The accepted theory became this. The Clovis people, as they came to be called, had traveled from Siberia to Alaska. They'd walked across a bridge of land that no longer exists, and then traveled from North to South America. According to archaeologist Dr. Angel Perez Hernandez, however, recent discoveries put an end to our previous view of the Clovis people. Dr. Hernandez is referring to the onslaught of new scientific information. Today, scientists believe the first people arrived in the Americas as early as 15,000 years ago, and that the peoples of North and South America were not related. Each migrated to the Americas in several separate groups, by land and by sea. To some people, being forced to rethink established ideas feels like a calamity, but to most, discoveries are exciting and challenging. So our understanding of the first Americans has changed. Is this because today's researchers have greater intelligence? Of course not. It's just the result of new information. The margins for error in new radiocarbon dating procedures are modest. Recent tests on the stone tools revealed that the Clovis arrived in North America hundreds of years later than previously believed. Other evidence subsequently placed humans in South America during the same time frame. Scientists logically revised old theories to explain this. Many unanswered questions remain, but scientists make a plea for us all to keep an open mind. This is Julie Tan Chow reporting.